Welcome to the Mental Master Training Podcast,
the ultimate mind, body, and spirit training program for elite athletes.
Why be an average player
when you can train to be a consistent and elite playmaker? Owned by certified sports psychology coach David Angeron. As a former two-sport college athlete and former professional baseball coach, he is dedicated to helping athletes play with more consistency and reach their full athletic potential. Now, grab your pen and notebook and sit back and enjoy this episode of Mental Master Training.
Hello, fellow athletes, parents, coaches, and business professionals. Welcome to the Mental Master Training Podcast, where all content is created, produced, and copywritten by certified sports psychology coach David Angeron and the Mental Master Training staff. I'm Dave, the voice of Mental Master Training, and wishing you a healthy body and mind. Proverbs 28:1 says, "Also, having a good conscience adds our confidence, for we will have nothing to hide. The righteous are as bold as a lion." How much of an effort have you put into your work? What does your conscience say? Who knows but you? In the previous episode of this podcast series, the discussion was about ethics, having good work ethics. If you haven't listened to it, please rewind your time, go back, and just pay attention to what it says. Each of the episodes are interconnected. Step by step, this talk is taking you on a journey of learning where you will not only become a better athlete, but also a better man. Okay, now come back. So, you have understood work ethics? You have worked on instilling this value? If you have, then you will have a good conscience. And having a good conscience means you will stand tall in the face of adversity. This is confidence. Why is this trait necessary? Why will you need it in every walk of your life? According to the book written by David Angeron, The Mental Training Guide, confidence instills belief. This is a good faith, meaning you will not renege on a promise which you have made to yourself. That you will put your best foot forward, and with that, believe you will perform better. Do you realize how infectious this performance of yours would be? Man, confidence is contagious. This will cause a positive ripple effect that will impact the whole team. And if each member of the team is playing as if they are the best player on the team, then this is a dream team. Now, as a professional trainer, what does David Angeron do? He calls in his team for a meeting which solely discusses confidence. He asks the entire team, who amongst you do you believe is the best player on the team? At the same time, in his heart, he longs to hear, I am, from each one of them. Are you still wondering why this podcast starts with a verse from the Bible? It's the guiding light. See how clearly it describes the way to have confidence. This podcast shall discuss more of it in the latter part of the podcast. It's necessary. Let's see what Sir Isaac Newton says about it. We account the scriptures of God to be the most sublime philosophy. I find more sure marks of authenticity in the Bible than in any profane history whatsoever. Whose words are these? Sir Isaac Newton. Go and check it on the internet if you like. Coming back to the philosophy of I am, let's try to understand it. Then this podcast will come back to the book, where it stresses on the necessity of having a trained mind. Have you heard the famous line, I think, therefore I am? How is this belief certain and irrefutable? The phrase, I think, therefore I am, first appears in the Discourse on the Method, but René Descartes changes the word to I am, I exist, in his most famous 1641 work, Meditations on First Philosophy. René Descartes was a mathematician first, a natural scientist second, and a metaphysician third. He reflects on the fact that a man suffers from many false beliefs, and he sets out to address that problem with the hope of finding a way to ensure he only has true beliefs and even that scientific research yields only truths as well. How can you do that? Even a confident man can have a lingering doubt in his heart before he overcomes it. You are a mere mortal. You can have doubts which have the power to control all your thoughts, tricking you into believing anything. You lack certainty. What you believe might be false, so your beliefs aren't knowledge, says Descartes. So, I think element implies the direct, immediate, certain knowledge of one's own existence. I think instills certain beliefs. Thinking alone is the start of releasing all of your doubts. You think you can become the best of the athletes. That is the start of instilling confidence in you. And how does God help with all these plans of yours? God would not allow you to be deceived when you understand your objectives clearly and distinctly. And so God would not allow you to routinely have false beliefs. So believe in his words. Believe in yourself. That is what I am stands for in the book, The Mental Training Guide, written by David Angeron. He says confidence is the most fundamental, important life skill you could have. You can take the confidence you gain in your sport off the field and use it in all areas of your life. Self-confidence not only helps you become a great athlete, it helps you build strong relationships with your parents and peers. True confidence helps you become a more balanced human being overall. Now here, he talks about true confidence, which means a positive confidence and not a foolish confidence where you act arrogantly. Proverbs 14:16 says that a righteous man departs from evil, but a fool rages in his confidence. Confidence is the starting point where you begin creating your mental master method. Everything you have learned up to this point has prepared you for this moment. You now know yourself better. You know who you are, why you play your sport or sports, what your attitude is as an athlete, and which goals you want to pursue moving forward. It is based on your beliefs and your inner self. It is not based on external factors like other people's opinions of you, your most recent athletic performance, or the numbers you're trying to reach. Real confidence, the kind that remains no matter the failure, is built by honest striving, constant pushing through difficulties, and using your inner resources to rebound and come back stronger. So, how do you know if you're truly confident or not? The answer is simple. Look for doubt and uncertainty. These feelings are the opposite of confidence. Ask yourself if you're truly certain you can handle the pressure of fulfilling your role at the plate in the bottom of the ninth while playing a team that's beaten you before. Your ultimate goal is to have a strong mental game. Without confidence, you'll find mistakes and negative emotions looping back to you over and over again. Baseball, in particular, is a mentally difficult game because every player faces a lot of adversity and failure. You can easily lose control of your performance and wind up in a slump that's difficult to escape if you don't tackle it quickly. To regain control, you must tap into your confidence. "Nothing gets by me" should be the mantra. Fear, doubts, stress are common human emotions. Don't let it overwhelm you. That is confidence, managing these negative emotions. If you slouch, swear, throw your gear, which means it has gotten past you. That's why mental training is a must. You'll remain in control. It's all in your mind. There are a few mental training hacks you can try to build confidence. First, decide that you will never stop. This is the first and most crucial step. Never stop striving. That leads to self-satisfaction, which leads to confidence and a mindset that you can't be stopped. Adopt a never-lose philosophy. Yes, you will still lose at times, but with a never-lose philosophy, you will feel and focus on those losses for only the briefest moment. Always look forward. There's only one direction, forward, because your mind is always focused on doing what it takes to overcome challenges or losses and get better. Allow zero procrastination. Whenever you think of doing something that will bring you closer to your goals, do it immediately. Prioritize it compared to what else is on your list. You don't get to think about anything else on your list until the first, the most important one, is done. Stay in constant motion. You must constantly take action that drives you forward. Those tips were for individuals. Now, coach and parents also play an important role in an athlete's life. What can a coach do? Technique is not always the answer to an athlete's issues. What if sudden anxiety and fear of loss grip him? Technique is only as good as the mind behind it. Counsel them calmly on a one-to-one basis. And parents, you spend quality time with your children. The best way to help your child is to help them grow into an independent adult who can make decisions on their own. Be a good listener. Confidence is like a pair of cleats. You need it to play. Now, let's bring some serious quotes from the Bible. Let's be patient and try to understand what this gem of a book has to say about confidence. It has been there for eternity. It would be sheer ignorance to not seek its blessings. Hebrews 6:11 says, "We want each of you to prove that you're working hard so that you will remain confident until the end. Then, instead of being lazy, you will imitate those who are receiving the promises through faith and patience." If you're listening intently to the show, two words would have come past you. True confidence. How will you arrive at this true confidence? You will arrive at true confidence when you will have positive confidence in God. Psalm 16 is an excellent example of a positive confidence in God. David takes no credit for his own goodness in verse 2, nor does he extol his own abilities. Instead, every good thing is ascribed to God in verse 6, and every hope is based on God's character in verse 1. Because God is unchanging, David can confidently rest in hope, verse 9, despite any hardships he faces in life, verse 10. What can we understand from this sacred text? Remember the first episode, where it talked about having God as number one draft choice. Winning or losing, you never do it for yourself. It's the end product. You don't care about the consequences if you have God by your side. Everything you do, you ascribe it to Him. What does it mean? It takes the immense load of expectation from your shoulder. Just worry about setting your mind to the spirit of the game, of life, if you take a broader context. Because A, you have faith. He is in control. Anxiety, fear may knock at the door, but they have no control over you. B, you surrender yourself. Since you trust God, you give yourself to His care. C, you obey Him. You will follow His lead at every moment. It will help you turn your thoughts away that are not helpful. D, you adore Him. You marvel at the fact that you come out of an adverse situation without bruising your mind. In Joshua 1:5, the Lord says, "Remember that I have commanded you to be determined and confident. Don't be afraid or discouraged, for I, your God, am with you wherever you go." The Bible also reminds you to be wise, because it is only the wise who will inherit confidence. This is how the righteous will stand in front of those who have made light of His labor. That's it for today. Please continue to listen to this podcast series. New episodes are released on the first of every month. This episode is leaving you with the following wise words. God gives hope to the needy, Psalm 9:18. Hope gives us confidence, Psalm 25:3. The Bible gives us hope, Psalm 119:43. Thank you for listening. See you in the next episode of this podcast series, where we shall further expand our knowledge and continue to grow your mind, body, and soul. The intention of this podcast is not only to put you in the top league of athletes, but also to help you be a better person. Don't forget to check out David Andron's new book, The Mental Training Guide for Elite Athletes, how the Mental Master Method helps players, parents, and coaches create a championship mindset. For your own personal Mental Master training plan, download the Mental Master Performance app for free from your app store or visit mentalmastertraining.com. Until next time, have a blessed day and continue to work hard.
Thank you for listening to the Mental Master Training Podcast. For more training tips or to join our online virtual training program, visit www.mentalmastertraining.com. See you next time.